The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Happy Friday, and welcome back. 3 hours of radio coming your way tonight. Conversational radio. We try to talk about a lot of things. And first up tonight, Dean Henderson, one of the premier political analysts, geopolitical military analysts, working on the internet anywhere. He's on Press TV. He's been on RT. He's been all over the place. Hello, Dean. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, my friend. Here's what I want to start with tonight. I'm an inveterate headline scanner. I don't read the stories honestly. If a writer is competent, he can put a lot in a headline, and that's what I always try to do at Rents for everybody. But Syria, Trump. Remember when he said about 6 weeks ago, "I'm going to bring our boys and girls home. We're all coming home. I'm going to bring them all out of there." Well, what happened, Donald? The chaos that is the White House and is the presidency shows no sign of diminishing. In fact, it's getting crazier. This is nuts. White House insists Trump still planning to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. This is a few days ago. Another one. Trump drops push for immediate withdrawal of troops from Syria. So he did a 180. He was going to pull him out, and then he isn't. At the meeting, Mr. Trump's top military advisors told him they had drawn up plans to pull American troops out of Syria immediately. But that's not on the table anymore, apparently. Somebody is whispering in Trump's ear, or more directly controlling him. He's not his own man. As Trump seeks way out of Syria, new attack pulls him back in. Blah, 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 blah. All right, well, all this leads up to today's story. With Mad Dog, he says now, we're not leaving. U.S. and its allies are going to re-energize their military campaign in Syria, says the dog. I'll read just a little bit of this. The United States is going to re-energize a multilateral military campaign that it has been leading in Syria, says U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. Contrasting his boss, President Donald Trump's pledge to pull out our troops from Syria. We are not withdrawing, said Mattis. So, Dean, who the hell's in charge?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because the last month, my initial thesis in my Big Oil and their banker's book is that the City of London is calling the shots and this whole thing. And they've just given us a wonderful window to illustrate this to people. And I'll be damned if people aren't starting to tune into it. I've been amazed at the number. only talking about the City of London, which is a separate corporation which sits in the middle of London, has its own parliament,
right,
via aldermen and councilmen, all of who have to be freemen or Freemasons to be there.
It's a little country.
It's like a Roman city-state.
It's a city-state. That's what it is.
It's independent, and it's just where all the banks are.
It's like Monaco. Principality.
Yeah, kind of. There you go. Not just UK banks, but every major bank in the world has their trading operations. Their biggest operations are in London. That includes all the U.S.
You mean every major malignant tumor in the world?
Yeah, every cancerous, parasitic, finance capitalist on the planet is there. This is where all the Satanists, the pedophilia, the drug running, the human trafficking, the oil.
Organ harvesting. It's all coming out of there.
In Syria, all going through there. No regulation, nothing on the books.
Answerable to no one.
Answerable to no one. Bank of England doesn't even put the names of these people on the books. They've started this offshore banking thing all over the world, in the Cayman Islands, Bermuda, Bahamas. $50 trillion in these places has no named owner. And this is how the Rothschilds keep off the Forbes 100 richest people in the world list. And they tell us lies that Bill Gates is the richest man in the world and stuff like this. This is how they do it. And this is who's calling the shots. And the reason this has become an open window for us to swoop in on, and we have to focus right now on the City of London. We have to focus on it because first you had Schiphol, the phony poisoning.
Yeah.
Who pushed it? Theresa May.
Right.
Britain, UK, City of London. Then you had the fake sarin gas attack. Who pushed it? British intelligence, just like they gave us the fake yellow cake uranium information about Iraq, which caused us to invade Iraq. Now the Syrian army has UK MI6 intelligence officers. They're interrogating them, and they're holding on to them, and this is all going to come out at the given point.
They also
they
have apparently...
The Russians know who did it.
They also apparently...
They have Americans, too, because there's traitors in this country who work for the City of London, unfortunately, who work in the CIA.
Yes.
Most CIA people are good, decent people, but there are people in the CIA and in all departments of government, all levels of government, who are working for the City of London, who are well paid to do so.
We could call it the deep state, but let's be honest.
Let's call it the City of London, because that's what it is. And this thing's been in charge since the 11th century. The Magna Carta goes all the way back to the Magna Carta when they set this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's answerable to nobody. It came from the Roman Empire. It came when Pope Clement XIII hung Jacques de Lemay, the Knights Templar, burned him at the stake. This caused the Knights Templar to move all their operations out of the Roman Empire. These are the people who killed Jesus, the revolutionary, by the way. They moved all their stuff at that point to London, where they got the Anglican Church to back them, and Queen Bloody Mary, and all that history. And then by 1688, they had it all sewed up, and they had a separate. They were untouchable. Now it's important to note the Labour Party for years wanted to abolish, dissolve the City of London Corporation. That's what it's called, the City of London Corporation. But Tony Blair, with the new Labour Party, kind of like Bill Clinton with the new Democrat Party, which means capitulation and selling out labor to capital, destroyed all that and changed the Labour Party policy to, no, we want to reform the City of London. And what they did to reform it, things like they allow the banks now to vote for the aldermen and councilmen who run the City of London. Banks themselves, not individuals that work at the banks, but the banks themselves actually appoint and elect these people. One guy was elected by 80%. They realized he was not going to help the banks. So what do? They send in these livery people, they call them. It's all based on guilds and like the fishmongers. And it's just, these people are just whacked, okay? And they're the ones that wear all these wool hats around and these, all these little uniforms and all the Freemason stuff and the creepy stuff. And they just threw the guy out even though he got 80%. And they said, no, you're not fit. So there's no democracy in this place at all.
No.
So anyway, you got Schiphol, you got Syria, and then you got Russiagate. And guess who's behind that? The GCHQ in 2015 was monitoring Donald Trump. This is other words of Donald Trump himself said this at one point, caught my attention when he said it, and it's true. And so people like John Brennan, who's Obama's CIA guy, is British intelligence, and he's the one pushing the whole narrative. Mueller is British intelligence. Bob Mueller is British intelligence. So what they're doing with Trump, they're handling him. That's his handlers. That's who's causing him to do it. That's who's causing him to you know, one minute he says, get out of Syria. The next minute, we got Stormy Daniels. One minute, he says, get out of Russia. Putin, congratulations. You won the election. Come to the White House. The next minute, we got Cohen's law offices being raided by the FBI. And the very next day, what happens? They kick 600 Russian diplomats out. So now he says, let's get out of Syria. And guess what? Other stuff happens. His library burns down. His personal library burns down. I mean, this is real. This is a war. And I really am starting to think there's a possibility that Trump wants to do the right thing. But he's trying not to get killed. And the people all around him want to kill him. That's why he's getting rid of people left and right. He got rid of Tillerson. Why? Because Tillerson has got interest in this pipeline coming out of Qatar, which is going through Syria. But right now, the Russians, Iranians, they have a route that goes south Pars oil field, controlled by Iran, going to Iran. They want it going out of Qatar, north Pars oil field. They share that oil field. They want it going through Bahrain, Saudi, and up through Turkey and to Europe. So this pipeline is a big deal. And there's a company called Genie Oil who's got drilling rights in the Golan Heights. It's an American company, but it's an Israeli entity that is using a subsidiary. And it was granted the license by Israel, even though Israel doesn't even own the Golan Heights.
No, they have no right to do that.
So it's a violation of the Geneva Convention, Fourth Annex. Yeah. So guess who the shareholders of Genie Oil are? You know, Genie Oil, think about Genie. You know, it's another ISIS, Genie, you know, Freemason, Illuminati crap thing. But, okay, Dick Cheney, these are the investors. These are the investors, and they're on the Strategic Advisory Board. Dick Cheney, Lord Jacob Rothschild, Bill Richardson, former Energy Secretary, Mary Landrieu, former senator from Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
James Woolsey, former CIA director, and also DynCorp insider, the organ traffickers you're talking about out of Syria. Anyway, there's a couple others. I can't think of them right now, but it's just, there it is. And this is what Syria is all about. It's about Genie Oil, and it's about this pipeline. So Qatar, where Exxon owns at least half of Qatar Gas, Qatar has the most, this South Pars, North Pars oil field that they share has the most gas of any field in the world by far. And Exxon owns half of Qatar Gas. Well, guess where Rex Tillerson used to work? Exxon. And guess why he got shit canned? Because he was siding with Qatar in that whole thing. And that's the reason why. And because he wants the pipeline to go out of Qatar for ExxonMobil purposes. So the guys he's getting rid of have been good. But then, right away they bring in Bolton. Right away they bring in these guys. And so
Pompeo, Bolton,
Yeah, they're just bombarding him. They're giving him no good choices.
They're telling him who
he
to put. He's
understand.
Not. These aren't being done of his own volition. He's told to name. It's all
he's
being
told
controlled.
Name. You get two options, maybe, and they're both bad. And one's worse than the other, maybe. But, you know, it's all the insiders. It's all people working for the City of London. And so we have this window now with Shreepal, with Russiagate, which should be called City of London Gate, is what we should be calling it. And with Cambridge Analytical, I mean, that whole thing with Cambridge Analytical, Facebook, Robert Mercer, you know, rigging all these 200 elections in different countries, they rigged this election, too. And Hillary was probably their first choice, I think, but they were monitoring both of them just in case, and they're handling both of them just in case.
Hey, they're win-win. They never lose. Come on.
Win-win-win. And this is what we're up against. But the window's open because it's so obvious they bungled it. I mean, the soul poisoning, the soul sarin gas thing. The Russians now have the kids and the families at the UN. They took them to Geneva, to the Hague. They got them in the Hague right now testifying.
Virtually never made the American mainstream media.
No, and it won't. And it won't. But it's happening. And there's a lot of the EU member states who are really angry about it, and they know it's a lie now. This is why Brexit happened. The same person, Robert Mercer, who funded Cambridge Analytical and stole our election, rigged it anyway, is also the biggest funder of Brexit. So all these people who think Brexit is, you know, this great populist movement are wrong. Why? Because the UK wants out of Brexit because they don't want to deal with any more democracy. I mean, at least the EU, there's the people have to vote. When you get it down to the UK, then you get the City of London, and all they got to deal with is the UK. They don't got to deal with the EU. you know? And right. So the Brexit was funded by Robert Mercer, the same guy, Cambridge Analytica. So this is all phony, too, and it's a City of London move, and all these big, China's biggest banks are moving into the City of London, and they're gonna do this mercantilist thing with China, uh-huh. with U.S. hopefully, you know, because if they can keep Trump under a thumb, of course with Israel, with Saudi Arabia, with all the bad guys in the world that they've funded, and then all these crooks, you know, the IMF loans money
funded
to these countries.
created Saudi Arabia for God's sake.
Created it under the Treaty of Jeddah in 1922. Created Israel, Balfour Declaration.
Right after World War I, the whole Middle East mm-hmm. was drawn according to its mm-hmm. current boundaries by, like, guess Pico. Who?
Yep.
Guess who? Same
yep.
old
guess
UK.
Yeah. And then you can literally see the City of London. It's not the UK. This is nothing against the UK people. They're mostly poor, destitute, just like we are. They're
not the citizenry. No.
Nothing to do with
understood.
It, right? No, nothing.
What you're saying is interesting, and I want to go back just for a minute. This goes to show people how far back this goes. You mentioned that Pope Clement burned at the stake Jacques de Molay. A lot of you have heard of, maybe you have, maybe you haven't, de Molay. De Molay, it's all part of the same hierarchy of these quasi-secret society groups.
Yeah, the De Molay society is for the children of Freemasons.
That's right.
And by the way, he was killed on Friday the 13th, and that's why we have that thing.
Oh, interesting. Art Bell died on Friday the
13th. That's true. That's where that comes from.
Art Bell died on Friday the 13th.
Art Bell did. Wow.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah, I wonder about that. I think he may have checked out, frankly.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay. Fast forward. Brexit. Another soap opera. It's all soap opera. You got Tony Blair. He's totally opposing it, as usual. These people, they've got to be playing a game for public consumption. Because if they screw up, Dean, they're dead meat.
They can yammer
in the press and all that. But seriously, if they don't play ball, they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. Yeah, they're expendable. Everybody's expendable.
Right.
And, you know, Michelle Sindona found that out when he, you know, found him, you know, all these guys that have been whacked by the Freemasons, by the City of London. But it's just amazing. It's really like you can literally look at it. It's a separate entity. And not only that, but the IMF, you know, which is basically the lending arm of the City of London, which is a policy arm, really. The World Bank's a lending arm. The IMF's a policy arm that says you will privatize your water, and then we'll give you, you know, $3 billion or whatever. So they lend that money to, say, you know, Bolivia. And what happens? The elites in Bolivia, who are the millionaires already, the ruling class.
Well, they pocket 90% of it.
They pocket it, and then they send it back to the City of London. And a lot of them have actually moved to the City of London, right in the City of London, this one square mile jurisdiction. So it literally can be seen as the residence of the global oligarchy. They actually have a residence. They do have a residence. The global oligarchy has a residence, and it's called the City of London. It's not just them. It's elites from all over the world who have pilfered their treasuries. Now, bear in mind, the countries are still on the hook for these so-called debts. But meanwhile, these elites steal that money back. The country stays in debt, and they take the money right back to the City of London and deposit it back in those banks, and along with drug money, whatever it is. But it's literally where the global oligarchy lives, and that's just so important. We have to. I'll tell you who's on the cutting edge of this, and they have been for 50 years, is Lyndon LaRouche's people at Executive Intelligence Review. Everyone should Google that Executive Intelligence Review website, and you should check it out, because these guys have been telling this to everyone. It's really where I got.
That's why Lyndon went to prison.
That's exactly why he went to prison. He was a big fan of FDR. A real leftist Democrat in the good sense, and yet he helped Ronald Reagan with Star Wars. You know, he's trying to help Trump. They're trying to get to Trump. I know that for a fact. They really are trying to get to him. I know the
EIR people, and I've had Lyndon on the program a number of times. I even had his wife on, and they used to do some really remarkable things when I was in. Then something happened, and they I don't know what it is. They're not so amenable anymore.
They got hijacked a little bit for a while. I think they're back now, and a lot of their people are really solid again. It just seemed like for a while, I'm sure it was infiltrated like every good organization. But I think they got it under control now. And they're just all about this one belt, one road, you know, and the fact that we need to be friends. We need to form an alliance. The United States needs to form an alliance with China, Russia, and India. And that's where they're at. And they want to do this one belt, one road, transit, you know, cross Asia, railroads. This is something the British have always opposed, City of London, because why? Because they're a maritime country, an island. They made their money with slaves. That's the reason they got rich in the first place, was slave labor.
Oh, and guess what, Dean? That's why they fought two world wars against Germany, to destroy Germany and the German people.
Because Germany was with that program.
They were walking away from the British.
It's too bad they just couldn't have just whacked them. And of course, if we wouldn't have got sucked into World War II because of the false flag at Pearl Harbor, they would have got whacked. They wouldn't have made it. Churchill wouldn't have made it without us. But it's too bad. But that's the reason. They don't want any of this. They have this idea of an island, and it's like this inner crescent, and they don't want any development in that inner crescent. They want to have the ships and out there and this offshore banking. Everything's about maritime law. It's real weird, you know.
Interesting, Dean. A question. How is it, understood exactly what you're saying is correct, how is it that they allowed their middle class, the majority of their social fabric. How would they allow all of these Muslims and blacks and others to come in and trash it?
Well, I don't think it's a separate jurisdiction. That's the thing. It's like City of London and the UK are separate, and the people, of the City of London. They don't have any blacks. They don't have any Muslims in the city of London.
Couldn't they have stopped Soros and all this though?
Where they go get prostitutes every night, and they drink every night, and they abuse these people every night, and they live in poverty, and they don't care. You know, they don't care if it's chaos outside the walls of the city of London. I mean, they've done the famous last words
that those walls are penetrable.
One day we're coming because it's a war. But people have to know who the enemy is, and it's just this very tiny group of people. Most people are good people.
It's a handful of inbred oligarchs. Exactly what it is.
They're just weird. I mean, the bottom line is they're just weirdos. Yeah. They're just weirdos.
Yes,
and they're
the
ones through their. They have apparently three different funds in the City of London. One of them is called the Bridge Fund, you know, and it's a social fund, you know. And this is where they fund the Tavistock Institute stuff out of. This is where they created the hippie movement and destroyed the left in this country, destroyed the Democrat Party, got them derailed on all this crap, just this debauchery, and away from economic revolution. And that's what's destroyed this party. And FDR wasn't like that. FDR, you know, founded the CCC. It was all about putting these young men who were poor to work, paying them, giving them three squares, putting about 30 pounds on each of them, and building, what, Red Rocks, most of the national parks in this country, state parks. Mm-hmm. I mean, the infrastructure built by the CCC, people should check it out. And, of course, he was criticized, you know, by the City of London shills because, oh, he's a socialist, we can't do this. It actually helped America get out of the Depression because it created economic development in every community where there was a CCC camp. There were 72 in Missouri. And all around, you had to have people supplying the food.
And guess what? Most of our infrastructure today is absolutely attributable to that program. That's it.
It is.
We haven't done much of anything since then.
Not really. And we need another program, and that's, you know, as Trump, that was one of his big things. We're going to do infrastructure. Well, where is it? Bogged down in Syria. Yeah, why? Yeah. Because the City of London, that's what they want. Yeah. And this is interesting, too. The City of London literally...
Dean, hold that thought, will you please? I've got a break here. Hold that thought. Hang on. The City of London, we'll come right back to that with Dean Henderson in just a minute. All right, let's get right back to our conversation with the amazing Dean Henderson, who's laying it out like you're not going to hear it anywhere else. We are being given a great treatise in the City of London. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. It's just Yeah, I mean, they literally deindustrialized this country. Until 1980, there was corporations in this country.
Oh, perfect description. That's exactly what they did.
Yeah, they weren't. Corporations were not allowed to, until about 1980, to keep any dollar assets overseas unless those assets were being used to directly import product.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay, so, again, the City of London pushed it through, and this has just been a major disaster for America because all this money instead is being parked in the Cayman Islands or parked somewhere else. And this is how they set up the whole free trade regime, which is, again, lobbied for, pushed for. It's the sort of it's the City of London. It's East India Company stuff. I mean, it's medieval stuff. It's archaic stuff. And this is where this is how they make their money, is this free trade regime. So the one thing Trump did that was really good, well, two things he did was good, was decrease the corporate tax. I know most Democrats aren't going to want to hear that, but it encourages
works.
Them to bring their money back
it
to America.
Works. That's
it
right.
It's working. It's not, you know, yeah. It's working. And then in combination with that, the tariffs, because the tariffs is totally against the free trade City of London line. And that's why they're howling about it in the mainstream media. They don't like it. But this is what deindustrialized America. And then they set up their cheap labor camp in China and in Haiti and in India and wherever they could set it up.
Sure.
But this is their modus operandi, the free trade regiment, the globalization, the whole globalization scheme that we've fallen under. Mm-hmm. And since then, our standard of living has just been devastated. You know,
right.
if you look at Wall Street, 1982, until about the 30s, till 1982, the end of the Depression, until 1982, you look at Wall Street, you look at a graph of it, people, it flatlined. It's pretty much flatlined. It hardly went up, it hardly went down. And then in 1982, when all this stuff started, when corporations put their money overseas, when the free trade stuff started with GATT and then WTO and NAFTA and all that stuff, that's when you watch the graph, and it's a meteoric rise ever since then for Wall Street. And this is why I always say that when Wall Street has gone up, it's been devastating for workers of the world, and it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, Wall Street might tank with these tariffs. It might tank with some of this stuff, but that's okay. You just got to get out of the way. You got to be smart, and you got to get out of that thing, however you can. But it's a really interesting time because, like I say, with these three events of late and with the internet, there's people all over this stuff right now. And it's really an opportunity for, you know, Americans to see. I mean, a lot of us, you know, even though I'm guilty of it, you know, sometimes I'm just like, oh, America sucks. But it's not really like that. That's just another lie. There's so many big lies out there that they've inculcated in us. And it's not America that's going around doing this. I mean, we are, but we're being...
Yeah, because of the lies, Dean, that have found a home inside the mass consciousness of most people, they're living in a virtual world. They're not living in the real world. They don't understand the real world. You can't blame them. It's not their fault.
No, it's not. It's really so heavy, and the lies are getting so heavy now. I mean, when you can do what
they're doing. Oh, my God.
And lie about it. Just, I mean, everything you see on mainstream media
everything.
Is a total lie.
It's a lie.
Everything. Every single thing. And the media right now is kind of the spearhead for the City of London, almost. It's not really the government or the military, even. It's just the corporate media right now is so horrible. You got to just switch it off. You got to watch RT. You got to watch Press TV. You got to
RT, salute,
online.
Press TV, salute, Sputnik, salute. Absolutely. That's a real,
so
that's news.
What you're going to see on these, you'll just be blown away. The first 5 minutes, you'll be like, oh my God. I mean, and I know a lot of your listeners already watch these programs because you have smart listeners, but I'm just saying, you got to turn this crap off. I don't care if it's Fox, CNN, NBC, ABC, public TV. I don't care. It's all crap. And the left-right thing is just, there isn't any. It's just all being controlled by the City of London. On the left, we have these long-haired, you know, hippies coming in and infiltrating us and spreading all these crappy values and getting us off the economics. On
no,
the right,
it's divide and conquer. They're trying to, fragmenting
blame the blacks
us.
And blame, and it's just like, it's all crap. This is all coming from Tavistock. It's all coming from the bridge fund of the City of London.
And this is
our enemy, people, because guess what? Guess we fought 250 years ago in a revolution. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the Muslims. It wasn't Israel, even. It wasn't even Saudi Arabia. No, it was the City of London. And thank God the Russians and the French came to our aid, and thank God the Russians came to our aid again during the Civil War when the City of London killed Abraham Lincoln and tried to divide this country again with its plantation mentality.
It's a world that most Americans just can't grasp. It's not their fault, I repeat. But everybody who... When's the last time you heard somebody say, you question them on something, and they say, well, I saw it on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's scary. You know, scary stuff.
It's scary. And even the level of it where, you know, most of your, say, National Geographic History Channel documentaries, it's all...
Oh, it's part of the same matrix.
British speakers. It's all people that speak like this.
Well, there's that British accent. They must know what he's talking about.
They just want to keep us Anglophiles. They just want to keep us loving the city of London. See, it's all about just loving all that special relationship. Well, what would we do without the British? I'll tell you what we do without the British. We'd be free people without $24 trillion in debt. We'd have good allies in the world who we'd count on. We'd go around the world cleaning up the environment, helping people, feeding people. We take
How about save the planet?
Every country.
We'd save the damn planet.
Well, we could do it if we just did this first. And of course, the tentacle in our country, the biggest one, is the Federal Reserve. And that has to be nationalized. And that just goes without saying, with everything I just said about the City of London, that is their toehold in this country. Essentially, in 1913, we lost our sovereignty. Our revolution was overturned, and we came under the auspice. We're a corporation now, the Pilgrim Society, which is a City of London tentacle, runs it, and it's all being, we're a corporation, and every kid that's born now, by signing your birth certificate,
you're an asset in their
you're an asset
in their portfolio.
Don't sign anything. Don't, even on the internet, if Google says, you know, I consent, no, don't sign it, just close the window. Never click that little box that says, I agree to anything.
Nothing.
Anything.
Good job.
Remain autonomous. Don't do it.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, and we're all in it already. We're all sucked in since we're babies. We didn't know. But you do your best to stay out of any of these little agreements they want to, these little contracts, because everything's a contract. So it's all about, we could do anything we want, but we have to use this time right now, Jeff. I'm convinced this is a really important moment in history where we can actually educate a lot of people about this and get them up to speed about this. I think people were getting there right before this election, and this election, part of it was just to divide people so bad, so bad in this country. And they did the same thing in France with Macron and Le Pen, and they did the same thing in Britain with Theresa May and this Jeremy Corbyn, and they're doing it everywhere. And you know why? Because they're on the ropes, and they knew we were getting close. So they had to do this chaos thing for, you know, a couple of years. It was kind of chaos, and it was bad. And you could just almost forget about trying to talk any sane piece of information to people, because all they wanted to say was, you know, Trump grabbed my pussy, or, you know, whatever, some stupid, you know, just, I hate Trump or I hate Hillary. That's all it was. And now we're back to, okay, get over that. And now we're deconstructing what they did. Because
we've got to walk away from the simple-minded soap opera crap tell us is reality. It's not.
It's garbage. And it'll make your health go downhill, and it'll just, it's not good for you. And the negative energy created just feeds into the war machine, feeds into the city.
It propagates all over the place.
It's
got to be disconnected. Absolutely.
Yeah, disconnect from all of it and use your own brain and be autonomous and original, authentic.
Proactive.
And,
remember the word proactive.
Yeah.
All right, no more reactive. We got a bunch of people walking around drooling, and they react to things they see and
zombies.
Hear. That's what they do. They are zombies. That's exactly right. That's what the controllers want.
I mean, you know, and you're not going to get anywhere in your life that way either. You know,
get
not
nowhere.
To mention,
and you know what else?
Forget about that.
As soon as you sign on and become addicted, and I mean with a capital A, addicted to cell phone, smartphone, you're toast, boy. You're gone.
I don't have one.
You are gone. I don't either. No, I want a life. I don't want that.
People that don't.
But,
you know, people think it's funny when they don't have one. So I'm going to do some interview with Zayn Khan, you know, and he's in Dubai, and he does good stuff. And he's like, do you have the WhatsApp thing? And I'm like, I don't want it, Zayn. Sorry, we'll have to do it another way.
I have no apps. I have no, I don't, no.
Me out in the Middle East, but I'm not doing it.
No.
I have everything on the internet. I'm out of it. I do my column. I throw it out there. But I mean, I have just taken every. It was a trap.
Oh, you took
a trap.
You took control of your life.
Yeah, we're taking it back. And everybody should do that.
We only go around once that we know about. So why not get the most out of it? Why not get away from the trough? Why not get away from being a program zombie, a drooling reactionary fool? And you know one thing that really bothers me, Dean, is the way they've gone after young people. And they're doing all this snowflake millennial crap. And and now the millennials are blaming their parents, the baby boomers, for their problems.
Sure.
And then you got all these, they're putting in crying rooms and libraries and universities. Think about it. Come on.
It's just sickening. It's just sickening. It really is. It's so pathetic. Pathetic is the only word I can think of. It's pathetic, but don't believe it. It's just Tavistock stuff coming from the City of London.
Hey, this is mass mind control, friends. Mass mind control. G5 coming? Oh, G5 is going to be spewing stuff right into your head via your smartphone. Oh, you're not going to have a chance. Here's another thing that really bothers me. When you go after young people and you literally strip their future from them, their lives, their identity with these student loans, you can go through online, Dean, and you can click boxes. And that's all you have to do, and you're signed up. Yeah. You are signed up. We had Professor Doom on last night. He went through a lot of this detail. And you're finished. You're toast.
Yeah, the rest of your life's ruined. I know, and all these commercials lately, I've been watching these tech commercials, you know, and because I watch basketball, you know, sometimes where I'm a sports guy just because it's pure. It's like they're not messing with your head. It's like, okay, it's actually happening. These are skilled people, whatever. So I watch these commercials that come on during it, and almost every one of them has this message of you can be anything. You know, you don't have to be yourself anymore. You can be anything.
And it's 47 different gender assignments, Dean.
Personality disorder with these little dog ears now, you know, that people
47 different gender assignments.
47 Oh, my God, you know. I mean, really? I mean, when are you people going to wake up, man? You got to wake up. You got to wake up. You just got to wake up.
Well, it's Tuesday. I'm going to be number, 39. It's Wednesday. Yeah. I'm going to be number 26. Yeah. What the hell is this? What is this?
What is this? Well, they're trying to disconnect. It's self-hatred. They're pushing the self-hatred button. See, that's the first thing.
Well, they're pushing you as far away from reality as they can. They don't want you anywhere near reality.
No, they don't want you near reality, and they don't want you to be content with your life, and they don't want you to feel good about yourself. So, you have to be 47 different kinds of people, and one every day of the week. Because you're just inadequate. You're no good. Now, they've always done this. I mean, even when they sell you toothpaste.
It's more insidious now. This is really bad.
It's intensified. Yeah, not only now are they saying a product is going to make your life better, make you better. They're literally saying you should be a different person.
Would be on his ass. Pavlov wouldn't believe this.
Oh, my God.
He would not believe it. The way he got his dogs to drool by showing them a piece of meat, letting them smell the meat. Where it is now, he wouldn't be able to process it. It's that far down the road.
He wouldn't be able to process it. Alvin Toffler, either with Future Shock.
No, that's right. Toffler. Oh, yeah. Good point.
It's just so beyond that even. But on the other hand, it was a signaling book, and that's why it's famous, and that's why it was popular. And, you know, they were trying to tell us something. That's what they do. That's the creepy nature of these people. They telegraph what they're going to do.
Isn't that weird?
Years before it happened. Yeah. And it is weird. And, you know, but, you look at school shootings started about the late 90s. When did the Internet start? Late 90s. I mean,
when did chemtrails start? The mid-90s, okay?
And Bill Clinton and Tony Blair were responsible for really pushing this. Well, Bush won, and then Clinton. That was the combo, because they pushed this whole thing over the edge, repeal Glass-Steagall, you know, passed NAFTA, enter the WTO, Blair gets up, you know, lays off
the amazing to me they got away with Glass-Steagall like that. I still can't believe it.
I guess
when you go back to 1913, though, you understand how they did it. They owned us. They owned this country when they bought the Congress and passed the goddamn Federal Reserve Act, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was
now the only people. Yeah, now the only people that can get elected or even get nominated. Really, I was lucky to be the nominee of my party here. I don't know how I did it, but I mean, hard work for one thing, but in a message that counted. But you know, I still got whacked in the general election, and unless you're a total crook of the lowest character, you are not going to Congress. Timothy McKinney made it through briefly, then they whacked her. I mean, you know, once in a while somebody
Who's the veteran from Hawaii? What's Tulsi Gabbard?
Tulsi Gabbard's pretty good.
She's pretty good.
She's pretty good. Yeah, a lot of people thought maybe she'd be...
Maybe they put her in there as a token, a token normal person. I don't know.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something, you know?
Yeah.
Actually went to Syria, talked to Assad, took all kinds of help, holy hell for that, from both parties,
yeah.
You know, coming back. But,
yeah.
No, she is pretty good. I'd love to see her run, you know, for president.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's another one. Let's look at North and South Korea now. This is very interesting.
Good news.
I wish the hell the North and South Koreans would tell Trump and his generals just to get the hell out. Take all your troops. Get out of here. Go away. Go.
Well,
take them. Go.
They would.
Get them out of here.
As I understand it, part of the deal was the South Koreans have suspended all military exercises with the United States. So there you go.
That's what we'll see how far they can get with it, but I hope they can.
It's in that inner ring that the City of London uses to...
Hell, out of there. You know, will happen next? He'll go over there and stand with Netanyahu and start screaming about those evil Iranians. We got to destroy Iran, or they're going to Ukraine, and they'll tell them to go ahead and launch their invasion of Donbass, and they'll force Putin to go in there. They got all these things just on the ropes waiting.
That's where all the organ trafficking is coming out of, too, is Ukraine and all the prostitution right now. That Cambridge Analytica is using these prostitutes, you know, to...
Well, they got six oligarchs or something like that to run the whole country. And it's all been put together.
Guess who Alpha... You know, you heard of Alpha Group, right, Jeff? That's where Rachel Maddow, you know, Alpha Group.
Uh-huh.
Well, if they'd study it, they'd understand that Putin basically kicked these guys out a long time ago. And Alpha Group is a Ukrainian company mostly, because all the directors are from there. They're all dual Israeli citizens, all Jewish, all Zionists.
Yep.
They've basically been kicked out of Russia.
Yep.
And so there's your Russia gate right there. And guess where the guy, what's his name, Mikhail Friedman, he's the chief of Alpha Bank, which, by the way, Putin, in 1997, cited through his FSB for drug trafficking with Chechen rebels, and also working with Halliburton, Dick Cheney's company, in Kosovo.
Uh-huh.
And so, guess what? Mikhail Friedman now is applying to be a permanent resident, guess where? City of London.
This is interesting. I didn't know they must be building high-rise condos for these people.
Yeah, they must be stacking them up.
Yeah.
That's where these oligarchs and these are all going to have to move. And then they better build a big fucking wall, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, this is all very interesting. I'm not sure if they're going to end up migrating there, but maybe they'll just dig straight down. Who knows? It's on the way to hell, which is where they're going anyway.
That'd be fine. It would just cave it in, because that's what needs to happen. These guys need to be stopped. They're behind every single act of death, destruction, false flag, famine, Fukushima, false flag, everything. They're behind all of it, every single thing. There's not one thing that occurs that they're not behind.
The biggest lesson that the average human being should learn, if they could learn, is that their life means nothing to those people. Nothing. The value of human life is zero. In fact, it's on the negative side of the ledger. They love to kill people. They love to see anguish and agony. They feed on it. This is not human.
They're creepy.
I don't know
what it is. And then that's where you got to ask. Okay, now it's the City of London, and then it was the Roman Empire, and then it was
This goes all the way back.
The Grand Lodge of Cairo, and then it was Samaria, and then there's aliens involved. Sure, there is. I've decided this, Jeff. I'm with Mother Earth. I'm from this Earth. You're from this Earth. We're all from this Earth. And anything that's not from this Earth, I can kill it. I'm going to kill it, because it's an alien thing, whatever it is, whether it's Satan, whether it's an alien, whether it's these bankers. Mm-hmm. I don't care. It doesn't count anymore. You know, my morals stop when people come to my Earth and destroy it and destroy my people. You know, I don't have any...
Absolutely. That's what's going on.
Out.
That's correct. Yeah, there's a real argument to be made. You haven't been able to listen, but we've been covering some things that have to do with Morgellons and all of those nanotech fibers and other devices.
I did.
Okay, well, this is a big deal. And they are potentially, they're certainly terraforming humankind with this technology. I think they're terraforming the planet, too, they being off-planet. Something's going on here, real big, and I don't think it's human technology. It's too advanced. This stuff, when you study it, is real, real weird. It's way out there.
Well, that's probably the trade-off, you know, with Roswell. You know, give us your technology. We'll give you some humans to take underground.
Sure. That's what they did.
All this kind of stuff. So, yeah, there's no doubt that's going on. No doubt that these people have literally, you know, when Cheney said we have to go to the dark side right before 9/11, and when they, you know, whacked this NSA program that could have easily and tracked down, you know, this whole thing. And then he calls Northwoods off and does this exercise, you know, and all this stuff. He said, we have to go to the dark side. He meant it, you know, and
yes,
they're already there.
Yeah.
His handlers have been there forever. He's still just kind of a peon in the whole scheme of things, really, even though he thinks he's something special.
Oh, almost all these face people are. When you're up there front...
Yeah. You won't see them. These other guys, you're not going to see them. You're not going to, you know, but they're there, and we're gonna hunt them down because we've had enough. You've just destroyed this whole planet. Now you're destroying our youth, and you're trying to string us out in this Morgellon. Whatever you got, you know, we don't care because
hey, student loans, lifetime indentured servitude. Come on, that's what they're doing.
Forget about it.
Slaves.
God's more powerful. Mother Earth's more powerful. And, you know, there's going to be some rumbling and some shaking, and there's going to be a lot of stuff going on here. And I could go down tomorrow. I could go down 100 years. I really don't care. It's just I want to be on the right side, and I dedicate the rest of my life to exposing these people, and that's all I can do.
Well, you're doing a hell of a job, Dean.
You too, my friend.
Well, I thank
you. Keep it up. Let's just keep it up. It's all we can do.
We will.
I know they're throwing stuff at you, and they're throwing stuff at me, too. Believe me. For doing this, but I don't care. I just, you know, I'm not going to get into it. I don't care. I'm just going to keep going. Straight ahead. Straight forward.
It's the only direction we can go.
Offense.
No,
it's the only way we got.
Sideways
that
work.
Way out.
No.
There's only one way.
For you young people who are thinking about a future, for God's sake, stay away from college and universities unless you have a real specialty in a science field or something you want to be trained in. Otherwise, learn something that you'll always be able to use. Become an electrician. Become a plumber. Become, I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Do something that people need, right?
Yeah.
Don't go and major in art history or feminist studies. What the hell is that? Come out of there with $150,000 debt and a degree in feminist studies? What is
that? No,
your life's over if you do that. It's finished. Done.
Did some carpentry. I did some today. It's awesome. Fixed a door at my shop. It's great. And, man, you don't need to buy nothing to do that. You just look at your shop. You'll find something. You just can't get into the debt because this is the biggest lever. They're going to use it against you the rest of your life. And you got to get rid of the cell phone because the biggest thing is it's a shopping tool. It's a brainwashing tool, PSYOP, but it's also a shopping tool. Everything's available all the time to buy. Just get rid of it.
Yeah.
And start, you know, just get a life, man. Stuff doesn't matter. People matter. Family matters. Friends matter. Values matter. That's what matters. And that's Mother
Amen,
Earth's
Amen, Brother Dean.
Amen,
you got it.
Jeff.
You got it, my friend. Thanks for that. That was just awesome. Totally awesome. Talk to you soon. Keep up writing, and we'll talk next month.
Okay, thanks, man.
Good
Take
night.
Care, brother.
Thank you. Dean Henderson, extraordinary in every way. We will be right back.